Welcome to Next Step Student Success, a podcast on tips, tools, and takes for academics, presented by the Office of Academic Engagement at Norfolk State University.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Felicia Mebben, the executive producer of the Next Step podcast, as well as a host for today's episode. And I am super excited to have as our special guest someone from the NSU Innovation Center. So hello to, I'm going to have to apologize already because I'm horrible pronouncing names sometimes. So I want to welcome.
Yeah, it's Akosia Echampoma.
Akosia
Echampoma.
Echampoma. Akosia. Yeah. Echampoma.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Dr. Felicia. It's so good to be here.
You're quite welcome. So we generally have a little bit of a rhythm for our episodes. So we focus on tips, tools, and takes for academic success. That can be on campus. It can be after people graduate. We are at the end of a semester. So we can also talk, you know, a bit about what it takes to succeed once someone graduates. We start by asking folks a little bit about themselves. So tell us, where are you from? And also tell us a little bit about your academic training.
Okay. I was actually born and raised in Ghana, which is West Africa. My family and I moved to America about in 2004. And I've been in Virginia since then. And so my family lives in Ashburn, which is in that Nova side, Northern Virginia side.
Okay.
So that's home, if I meant to go home.
Nice. And so how far away is that? I'm sorry to say, I don't know.
Northern Virginia, it's about 3 hours away from Norfolk.
Ashburn specifically?
Mm-hmm. Ashburn specifically. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's not too bad. It's far enough away to have some space, but close enough to visit when you want to.
Yes, all of us from high school, most students come down here if they're going to stay in Virginia. Mm-hmm. So just to get away from parents.
Got it, sounds good. And what about your degrees? What about where did you go to school?
Well, I went to school and I am going to school at Old Dominion University. I got my undergrad at Old Dominion University in business analytics with a focus on marketing analytics.
Okay.
And then I got my master's at Old Dominion University in engineering management. And now I'm working on my dissertation, my PhD at Old Dominion University in engineering management with a focus on systems thinking and design.
That's a nice sort of mix or combination of skills and knowledge and training.
It is, but it's fun.
Well, but for folks who don't know, what does analytics mean?
Yeah, so analytics is when you take data and you make decisions based on data. So you take big data or consumer data, clients' data, whatever data you have available, and you go through a data mining process to kind of make it very presentable. People would be able to visualize it and understand it. And it really helps managers make decisions.
So my academic training and practice and all that is in public health. So obviously that has a lot of, applications and a lot of significance.
Oh, yeah.
With healthcare data, you know, health outcomes, quality of care, cost, and all of that. So it's really big, quote unquote, in healthcare and public health as well.
Yes, data is everything.
Mm-hmm. And it's also interesting because I'm an executive director at the School of Graduate Studies and Research, and we are providing a workshop for our graduate students in May. We're calling it Mayfest. So we're providing workshops at a time when they don't compete with classes. And one of the topics is critical thinking, which has to do with approaching decisions in an analytical way, in a constructive way, in a way that puts to the side for a moment your preconceived notions, your feelings, you know, you're approaching it in a deductive way, in a, you know, in a very specific, logical, analytical way. So it's great to talk to you today because I've had that on my mind.
Awesome. Thank you. And it just affects every area of our lives. If you really want to build the right solutions for the right people. So we tell our innovators and entrepreneurs all the time about stepping away from your feelings and going out to seek information from the customers. So some ways you can do that is through interview. You can get LinkedIn information. There's data all around us. And that solution and the need that people are looking for is within that data, right? And within that information. And so that's something that we're even teaching our entrepreneurs, because I find it very important if you want to build the right things for the right people at the right time.
Right. And you want to be able to, I was thinking about this, you want to be able to scale things up, right? So it is one thing to have an idea and to think it's really good and it could work in your specific setting, but you want to have, you know, data to be able to scale it up and be efficient about it and be effective about it in a variety of settings, for example.
Right. But I love what you mentioned earlier about setting that away from your feelings, because when it comes to growing and scaling, if you could really kind of eliminate yourself from it and just based on the information people give you, then you can now take it and repeatedly give it to other people. And that's how you go about scaling.
So let's step back a second and talk about the NSU Innovation Center. So awesome. What is it? When was it formed? What is your role? Tell us all about it.
So the NSU Innovation Center relaunched in March of 2019. So that was about 2 years ago, pretty recently, up to last March. And so we launched the connection of the School of Business, and it's really pioneered by Dean Glenn Carrington, who is the dean of the NSU School of Business. And the idea is to be an outreach program on behalf of Norfolk State University. So our physical center is actually downtown Norfolk, to reach out to the community and teach them entrepreneurship and innovation and introduce the community to, you know, some of the prestigious content and information that are coming out of universities like Stanford University and Princeton University. So our knowledge and information that we give to both the community and Norfolk State staff, faculty, comes from, you know, real research, scholarly information that is now mainstream for entrepreneurs.
I see. So correct me if I'm wrong, what I'm hearing is you guys take the research and experience on best practices for building businesses. Mm-hmm. And you translate that and provide that information to the community so that they can start their businesses.
Yes, that's very correct. A lot of things have changed in this age, in this era, as we all already know. So there are new research out there that helps anyone to be able to systematically think through entrepreneurship. So going back to kind of like what we talked about, critical thinking, these research really is not focused on you're born a leader, but it's just like innovation can be learned. Entrepreneurship can be learned. And we have tools and methodologies that we're able to teach anyone that is willing to learn and practice it.
It seems that the center itself could be a tool for our students who may be thinking about starting their own businesses, for example, as well as listeners who are part of our community. What types of businesses or what types of projects have people who have connected with the center been thinking about?
We also have some lovely students that are using the center. We've been meeting with them with really unique ideas. We'll say we're an incubator program that really accepts all types of ideas, and we're very general with the type of ideas that comes out. But we have most people coming out of service-based businesses. We've had anything from restaurants to robotics. So it's very exciting to work with all different types of ideas. We have students that are working on softwares. We have students that are working on like professional services as well.
So that is so great to hear, because I think sometimes when people think business or entrepreneurship, they think, well, I don't want to make widgets. I don't want to make cars. I don't want to do certain traditional things. But you can be entrepreneurial and be a professor or be a hairstylist or be someone who wants to create summer camps. Or the type of idea is not the limiting factor. It's more, can you take advantage of what you're talking about in terms of best practices and the ways that people succeed in terms of starting up.
And to be able to scale.
Mm-hmm. And scale up. Exactly. For me, this fits right in with the podcast because,
Again,
one of the tips for success, as we've talked about throughout our podcast series, is taking advantage of tools or resources. So if a student is out there and they have a great idea and they're thinking about how can I make money providing this service or creating this product or how can I serve the community as well, right? It's not always about making as much money as you can. Sometimes it's about how can I build a business to, you know, contribute to my community. So one of our tips is to take advantage of tools like the Innovation Center, because they already have experts like you who are there, who are mining the research and providing opportunities and training to help you get started.
And we're also virtual, so you don't have to go in person. The pandemic has allowed us to be able to expand our horizon and how we work with our clients.
So in your experience with the Innovation Center, is there any particular skill set that a successful entrepreneur has, or is there some tip that you have for a student who might be early stages of thinking about their idea? What are some of the things that they can do before they might take advantage of your service, for example?
That is such a good question. There are skill sets that makes you a good entrepreneur or an innovator. Some of them really, to me, is having a teachable spirit, they say, which is that approach of, I know it all, and I know this is my idea, and everybody's going to love it. But those who are open to be able to learn from skilled, you know, consultants and entrepreneurs really go far. So having a teachable spirit, being a listener, I've realized it really is sets apart the people that now have received funding through the center and have already launched versus people that hold on so tight to the idea, right? Because we mentioned earlier, the idea is for other people, and the people can tell you based on data and information what they actually really need. And you as an innovator and entrepreneur, becomes your responsibility to just build the right thing. But we still do struggle with a lot of entrepreneurs that, you know, this is about to be the hit. That happens a lot. Some people are able to even then come to a place, once we teach them the methodologies, come to a place of understanding that, okay, I have to build the right thing for the right people. And it's not just based on me and what I think.
There's a model in political science, I think it's John Kingdon. And he says there are windows of opportunity for change in policy and politics. And there are three streams. There's a problem stream, a policy stream, and a politics stream. And sometimes there are people out there who have policies, but they haven't attached them to the right problems. And because the politics isn't right, nothing happens. So It's the same thing. I have this idea and it's going to work, but you haven't really fully articulated what problem are you trying to solve? And is that really the approach that's needed for the problem that you're trying to solve? So you do have to connect and sort of recognize the reality of, in order for this to, it has to serve a purpose, and the purpose may not be yours to define exactly, right? Or, you know, so there's some connections that have to be made other than just having a great idea.
Right. Oh, you said it really well. One big thing for us is problem solving. And you hear it in school all the time, but problem solving is big for entrepreneurship because you're not just starting a company, but you're solving problems with the company. So before you register the LLC or before you do all those documents, figuring out the problem so you can build the right solution is very important to having a sustainable business and a scalable business.
As we wrap up here, and I hope that you'll come back, because again, I do think having these kinds of topics, it's really exciting because students are already thinking about, you know, what's their purpose? What are they going to do when they graduate? How are they going to be out there, make a name for themselves, do the wonderful things that they do? And this is one way to do it, to be entrepreneurial. And so it's really great that NSU has this resource right here at their fingertips. And, you know, being in college is one of those times where you can step back and really be creative and think about, you know, how you want to approach your career, what you want to do. So it's very exciting to have you here and have the center as a resource.
Thank you. It's very encouraging too when I see students that come in the center with good ideas and just with your experience of how you're learning right now in school. That same thing is what is required to be an entrepreneur. So we've had students that have now received funding of more than over 50K, almost 70K, to really launch their prototype. And that's exciting.
Thank you so much for being part of the podcast today. There's some really great tips there for students who might be thinking about building a business, but also success in general, because I think that big tip about keeping your mind open and being open to instruction and mentoring is a key part of success, regardless of whether it's tied to business or entrepreneurship. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Felicia, and I hope I'll be invited again.
You're quite welcome.
Next Up Student Success was created by Dr. Felicia Mebben with theme music by Dr. Cheryl Mebben, and is presented by the Office of Academic Engagement at Norfolk State University. For more information about our production team, hosts, and past episodes, go to nextup-studentsuccess.org. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.
Right back out. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm glad. And again, it's an honor to be here. And I hope if you have ideas that you try to test them at least.
Okay, well, you heard it here, folks. She told me I have to do it. So I guess I'll be right over there. I actually do. So we'll talk about that later. But I didn't have a chance to ask you, what's a fun fact about yourself?
I don't think the things that I'm interested in, people consider fun, but no, truly.
Such as
I enjoy learning.
You're talking to someone whose parents were high school science teachers. So I am a learner and explorer myself. I'll go down the rabbit hole with people, just exploring ideas.
I definitely enjoy learning and the learning environment. And I guess that's why I just continue to move on to getting my PhD. It's to just really be a special person and an expert.
Well, I tell you, that combination of business training and then the highest level academic training for PhD, that's powerful. And, you know, again, I know because I have it. Right? Because there is a way of thinking about the world that is framed by being in business. And then there is obviously a very specific analytical way of thinking about the world when you conduct research at that highest level, PhD training. Mm-hmm. And being able to balance those and bring those, you know, to bear on situations, that is amazing. So you for putting those combinations together. And I can't wait to see what you do with them.
Thank you. I've had great mentors and advisors. So that's been helpful. It's important.
Obviously, you have an open mind. So that's why you're be successful.
Thank you.